Senegal's government was one of the first to reach an agreement with major pharmaceutical companies to reduce the cost of AIDS drugs. The deal made last fall dropped prices by up to 90%, but doctors and patients in the West African country still face problems, NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
The upper balconies of Senegal's regional state hospital in St. Louis look out over the Atlantic that sends in a soothing breeze. St. Louis is thick with the atmosphere of a bygone era, when it was the capital for the Federation of French Colonies. Those ties remain through tourists and professionals like Dr. Jean-Francois Lefebvre, who is blunt about the effect of the recent reduction in the price of AIDS drugs and the treatment of patients here.
On ne compte sur personne.
We don't count on anyone. If there is some outside assistance, then it's a miracle. On the other hand, if we don't get outside aid, how are we going to make it without it?
Lefebvre is talking about using combinations of AIDS drugs that can suppress the virus. They haven't arrived, and he isn't sure much will be changed when they do. The idea is to treat people in the early stages of infection to keep them healthy. But Lefebvre is working with patients whose immune systems have already collapsed. Patients like Mabé.
Pour moi, je sais que déjà, je suis déjà parti, mais pour moi, les enfants.
Mabé is slim, but he's not thin. He looks healthy, though his fingers are darkened by fungus, and he complains of pains in his feet that keep him awake at night.
Et j'ai pris à Dieu.
I turned myself to God because I knew that God is the only one that could help me.
Mabé fingers a package of tablets, Bactrim. Right now, it's the best the doctors can offer him. Antibiotics to ward off infections while he waits for the miracle drugs from the West. Dr. Suleiman Boup lives in a spacious house in the suburb of Amalfadi, a half hour's drive outside Dakar, Senegal's main city. Birds are taking over the tree in the courtyard, driven in by a chill in the evening air.
This is our winter.
Boup is an internationally recognized AIDS researcher who was there 16 years ago, when there was only an inkling of the toll AIDS would take on Africa. So he is well plugged in with the Harvard AIDS Institute. As part of the team that negotiated with Merck, Sharp, Glaxo, Boehringer Ingelheim, and Bristol-Myers Squibb, Dr. Boup explains that Senegal was chosen because they showed that patients would not only comply with treatment, but benefit from it, that the healthcare system would monitor them carefully. Moreover, the Senegalese government was solidly behind them. And so now,
you can multiply by 8 number of people we can, from today, have access to this therapy. And I think this will maybe increase more and more, but this cannot be done in one day.
That's a little more than 1% of the 80,000 people in Senegal infected with HIV, only a third of whom come to the attention of the healthcare system. And not all who do are eligible for treatment. Even with Merck's new reduction, it is hardly a good deal. But Boup says it's not a matter of just handing out pills.
You always need any time to document at what stage are the people, if they are doing well or not, if anywhere they are improving, if their viral load is decreasing. Because when you start this process, you cannot stop.
And to keep going, to increase the number of patients treated, Boup says Senegal will need more outside assistance for trained medical personnel, laboratories, and equipment. The Senegalese government can only afford about $350,000 a year of that bill. The alternative is even cheaper, generic drugs, which countries like Thailand, India, and Brazil now manufacture. That's an option Boup's colleague, Dr. Ibra Ndoye, the man in charge of the Drug Access Initiative, says is out of the question for Senegal.
I certainly wouldn't like to become a dumping ground for bad drugs.
Beyond quality, he wants guarantees of a reliable supply and variety of drugs, something he says generic manufacturers do not yet offer. For now, Senegal is sticking with the deal they made to get patented drugs. even though $1,000 a year is still a high price in a country where the annual per capita income is $550.
Mais passer de $12,000 à $1,000,
but to go from $12,000 to $1,000 is an accomplishment. It is important.
Senegal is a small country that successfully kept the epidemic in check, so they have the luxury of playing for time. Countries like South Africa and Kenya, where rates of HIV infections are high and still increasing, have become impatient. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, St. Louis, Senegal.